Hello, friends. What's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are doing super, super well. So today, got some pretty gigantic news to drop on the podcast. Big news would be an understatement. It's life-changing news. So let's just get into this. Yeah, boy. I know you're gonna dig this. Pump up the volume, 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 pump up the volume. What is happening? It's the Pod God, a.k.a. the best podcast in Northeast Ohio, a.k.a. the best podcast in Ohio, and soon to be the best podcast in North Carolina. Oh, man. Crazy emotions going through me right now. Jenna, she got an offer for teaching in North Carolina near the Charlotte area. If there was a state that I was moving to, I couldn't be more happy about going to North Carolina. I was looking, and you know, they pay healthcare people more money down there as well. So it's going to be a big change. Now, I said it was a mix of emotions, and truly a mix of emotions. Yesterday, I was in shock because we've been planning this, but it wasn't really like it didn't hit me until now that it's like an actual thing that's happening in the next few weeks. It's excited, obviously, right? I'm excited that we get to try something new. We're still young enough. I think that if we get there and we hate it, it's not the end of the world. We can come back and reset the plan. But I didn't want to wait until I wanted to move. I'm scared to move. I'm sad to move. I'm happy. I'm nervous. It's like a roller coaster of emotions. One second I'm super happy, next second I'm like crying, like what's happening? Like my life is changing. Change is scary, but it's definitely needed. Just to grow as a person, really. That's why I'm so excited about it. Is like we're moving to somewhere where we're completely starting over, right? So like, if I want to start doing the open mics again, I could start it fresh. Even if I did it here, I guess it would still be fresh, but like there it's going to be fresh, fresh. Like no one knows me. I don't have anybody down there that could give me advice, nothing. It's just go for it. If you suck, you suck, period. It's going to be... I don't even know what to say. I guess like the sadness comes from obviously leaving my family. I don't really give a fuck about like the area I live in or like I don't really care about Parma, Ohio per se, but like obviously now my family is what I'm trying to say that is what's making this so hard. But, like, for example, you guys know that my mom had me when she was young, right? She was 16 years old, had me. So, like, her and I basically grew up together. So, like, that's a weird bond that you have with a young single mom, right? Like, a lot of people can't really grasp that. Like, most parents, period, unless you are a young single mom, can't really grasp the idea that, like, of the bond that you would have with your kid. You know what I mean? Because, like, even, like, if you're married or if you were in your 30s or 40s, whenever you had that kid, you're already an adult, basically. And if you were young with your significant other and you're still with them, you did that as a team. For me, it was just my mom and me. So it's a weird tight bond that I don't know. It's gonna be tough. But ultimately, I think it's gonna be good. And oh shit. I think it'll almost even bring us closer too. Do you know how, like, when you're not with, like, what do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? So when you're away from somebody, makes you want to be by them more. But yeah, man, it's gonna be an interesting ride. And obviously, you guys can hear all about it. I'm gonna come on here still. We're gonna be putting out podcasts like crazy, especially if I'm having a hard time. But yeah, that's going on. And yeah, it's been like, it really has been a roller coaster of emotions. Obviously, I'm excited. That goes without saying. It's the shit that, like, that people don't want. They want to look cool. Like, that wouldn't, like, for instance, if, like, somebody that wasn't being honest with you would just be focusing on, like, the happiness, like, excitement, which is obvious part of doing something new. What I'm doing is I'm telling you guys about the part that's, like, fucking real scary. That was, like, that past, what, however many minutes, that was rough to get through. I'm not gonna lie. But it's gonna be interesting, and we are gonna get through it. And, like I said, I think, like, personally, why not take a chance when you're in your 20s? When you still can take chances, right? When you get into your 40s, 50s, you can't not take the chance, but it's a lot harder to take the chance, right? Like, if you're in your 20s and you take a chance, way easier than if you're in your 50s and you buy the fucking ticket to take the chance. Way harder. So why not, right? Like I said, I think it could be a great opportunity to grow just as a person. Be on my own. I mean, I'm not completely on my own, though, because, like, minus the fact that I'll be with Jenna. My uncle lives in Charlotte, which is about 20, 30 minutes from where we're going to be. So it's like, I have that for a security blanket as well, so that makes it a little bit easier. Cause, like, yo, I'm an only child, and I'm the youngest of, like, the core group of kids. Like, there was fucking, at one point there was, let me count real quick. Mom, grandma, grandpa, Joe, right? Like, at the very minimum, six of us. No, wait. Me? Seven. There are seven of us in a small house in Parma. And at any given time, two to three of those people had relationships where those people were living. So we're looking more along the lines of, like, 10 people living in a one-bedroom or a one-bathroom house in Parma. So, like, I'm the youngest and only child of that core group of the seven of us. So, like, I was babied, man. I was fucking babied. I haven't had any, like, real struggle in my life. Like, obviously, I've dealt with death in my family, and just because we were, like, a close family, so, I mean, and in a weird way, I'm, like, grateful that I had to deal with death, because in a weird way, it's, like, at least I got to know all these people, you know what I mean? But what I was trying to say was, like, I was so babied that I haven't had, like, any real struggle. And it's going to be real interesting to see what happens here. I think we're going to be able to be fine. But yeah, it'll be wild, man. And I'm excited to let you guys know what's going on. Maybe I'll do like either a blog or I don't know. We'll see, right? Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, now to get into the fun part, I guess, of the podcast. I asked you guys to talk about I asked you guys to ask me questions on Instagram. I post those like things on the story, like it's like the ask me a question kind of thing, but I'd say topics for the podcast you want me to talk about. first off, I don't do this normally because kind of corny, but since it's the 18th birthday, happy birthday to my man Tanner Cucinata, who it's crazy when you hear somebody that you know that listens to your podcast. Like when I hear somebody that I don't expect to fucking listen to me talk, that listens to me talk, I'm like, oh wow, it's bizarre to me. It is so insane to me when I hear that anyone, let alone people that, maybe even more so, people I don't know. Like I've had this like a few people DM me, which is a bigger thanks, I think, like a bigger compliment than posting it on a picture, because when they post it on a picture, I can see that as like trying to get attention from other people. But if they DM you and they say like, oh wow, like I listen to your podcast, I think that's something special, and I enjoy it. I do. I enjoy the shit out of it. Blows up my ego a little bit, but we all need those little dopamine kicks. But yeah, man, happy birthday to him. But back to the questions. Wanted me to talk about the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, obviously they're fucking, they gotta be like what, the favorite for the East? Let me look at, maybe like, what the fuck would you even Google for that? 2000 NBA, I don't even know what the hell to look at. I'm sorry, guys. I should have did this beforehand. I tell you what, man. Who all did the, did the Heat trade for Chris Paul, a new case? I'll do a podcast on that, because I could really get into, the NBA on this car. We're going on vacation tomorrow, so the drive down there, I'll get you guys some NBA news for the next podcast. But more importantly, I don't know if you guys are fans of The Conjuring and the Annabelle movies, but I got bad news for you motherfuckers. Lorraine Warren, the lady in the fucking movie, she passed away, right? Which raises the question, who is going to take care of all those haunted artifacts that that the Warrens have collected throughout the years when the guy passes away. That dude has to be old as shit. And plus, his superpowers aren't even as crazy as Lorraine's superpowers. She was the one that would, like, see into the future and shit. Because, I don't know about you guys, but when I watch The Conjuring and Annabelle, I look at that shit as a documentary. I don't look at it as a movie. If it says, based on a true story, I say, ooh, documentary. If it says, inspired by true events, I say, ooh, bullshit. Inspired by, or is it the, no, I think they might both be bullshit. Whatever. Can I tell you guys something that, I'm a grown man. You know how the original Annabelle doll was a Raggedy Ann doll? So, Jenna's mom, I've told you guys this before. We live at her mom's in the basement. But, sometimes, they're both at work. And her fucking dog that drives me up a wall jumps onto the mom's bed. And then is scared to jump off because she's got, like, arthritis or some dumb shit in her knees. So she just barks. It's like, but way louder and way more annoying and way more consistent. It goes probably, I'd say, maybe 40 minutes if you don't go up. One time I just, like, was trying to ignore it. And then I realized how long it had been going on. And I was, like, dumbfounded. So, I go up there, right? I go up there, because I'm not complete asshole to this dog, but, like, I'm like, all right, let's get you off the bed. Come on. So, I pick her up, and her mom has a fucking Raggedy Ann doll next to her bed. And when I turn the lights on, this thing's just staring at me. And it is probably one of the most terrifying things that I've ever experienced. This thing stares into my soul. I think it's haunted, but, like, it doesn't want anybody else to know, so it just gives me this awful vibe that, like, you know, motherfucker, I could end you at any moment. That's kind of what I feel like this doll. It is so scary. It's just scary. And like I said, I'm a grown man. I shouldn't be scared of that. Shouldn't be scared of ghosts. Yo, if there's an attic or basement, I'm not going down there at night or up there at night. Or what's the other? It's not a basement. Crawl space? Is that it? That might not be right. But a crawl space, I'll call it that. Dude, if my house has a crawl space, no thanks. I'm moving. There was a story of a lady that, like, or a guy, I don't remember if he didn't know that he had a attic or something fucking happened where this guy went into his attic and he was like, he saw this lady in there and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, hello? And she was like, Craig? She knew his name. It wasn't a ghost. It was a lady living in his attic. And he was like, what are you doing in my house? She's like, you're in my house. Oh, no. No. Uh-uh. Here's the deal. If there's a ghost and it's saying some dumb shit, I mean, I don't think ghosts can really, like, punch you in the face. Now, if you go into your attic and you see someone and you say, hello, and they say, Craig? Jim? You're like, what the fuck? What are you doing in my house? And she's like, huh, you're in my house. Okay, you're psycho. And I'm leaving this house now. For good. It is, you know what? It is your house. Dude, no chance. That's terrifying. Dude, what if when that Lorraine Warren lady died, all the stuff that she personally, like, helped out with, what if she released it all? What if all these fucking demons are flying around now? Oh, we're so screwed. We're done. Demons freak me out, man. I don't know about you guys. I've been trying to go to bed with, like I said, man, I'm a baby. When I go to bed, I usually have the TV on, right? Because I'm baby. But lately, I've been trying to go to bed with the TV off. Anytime I hear anything, immediate thought is, this is it. I'm done. It's like when you go for a hike and you hear something rustle and you're like, what the fuck was that? It's a little bitch-ass squirrel, but it could have been anything, you know? And I don't believe anybody that says they go for a hike and when they hear something, they're like cool about it. I don't believe anybody that says that. So anytime I hear anything in the woods, I hear, what the fuck? I think that's it. I think there's a coyote or a bear or a wolf or a tiger. It's never a squirrel or a chipmunk or a groundhog. So dumb. Stupid. What was another question? So yeah, who's going to take care of all the haunted artifacts? No one. No one at all. They're probably going to fucking auction those things off, and everybody's going to get possessed that buys one. And you know what? Maybe they deserve it. If you buy something knowing it's haunted, dude, you asked for it. You know? Dude, there's psychos out there. There's actual psychos that would be like, oh, man. How cool would it be to get that haunted artifact? Yeah, no. No thanks. Okay. No thanks. Next little question. NBA trades. Like I said, I'll get to that for the next podcast. Cleveland on the rise, even after LeBron. Well, I think even if LeBron was here and the Browns were making the moves that they were making now, I feel like the Cavs would be, I feel like they'd be left in the dust, man. Until the playoffs, I feel like attendance would be low. Indians, I think their attendance has got to be low. And then people are like, oh, Fairweather fans. Dude, is there anything worse than those annoying people that talk about Fairweather fans? Hey, man, if the team that you like sucks, why the fuck would you want to pay money to go watch them suck live? Are you dumb? Like, oh, but if you're a fan, you're a fan. No, no. No, plain and simple, no. Dude, if my team sucks, I am the first one to be like, I don't want to watch it. I'll try, but I'm not going to continuously watch them lose. Like the Browns, when they went fucking 0-16, they went what, like 2-32 for like 2 years straight, whatever. My God, why would I want to watch that? Like, just being real. Why would I want to watch that? So my whole day is ruined because the team I like lost? No thanks. No. And then, oh, man. Then, you know what else is super annoying? Is people that, dude, there's this fuck on Facebook that, like, so, he's got LeBron's balls in the back of his throat because he's trying so hard to like get that whole penis down his throat. And like, dude, the guy left Cleveland. If you're from Cleveland and like you want to support him, that's cool. But don't hate on people that don't respect the guy because he left Cleveland twice. Are you dumb? Yeah, he brought us a championship and then left. Huh? Dude, you can't be mad at people for not wanting to root for a guy that doesn't play on your team. And if those people, the people that don't root for people once they leave, those are the real fucking fans. Not the people that suck everybody's dick because they're good players. No way. I'm calling it now. Like, dude, if J.R. Smith, if he leaves or gets traded, nope, don't care anymore. You know, even cool people. Francisco Lindor, you get traded, cool. See ya. You leave us, see ya. I mean, they wouldn't trade him, obviously. But like, yeah, man. Cleveland on the rise. It really is, though. Like, the Flats are blowing up right now. Dude, the flat downtown Cleveland is definitely on the rise. The only thing that, like, is unbearable about downtown Cleveland is all the construction. It's so annoying. It makes... Dude, I saw... last time I went down there was for a comedy special, Brendan Schaub's comedy show. And there was, like, people, like, they were probably waiting for a flight to like New York or something, but there was people in Cleveland, like sightseeing. It was weird as shit. I was like, "What? You're taking pictures of fucking construction scaffolding?" It was very strange. But no, yeah, Cleveland definitely is on the rise. I think it's gonna be like, not within like the next 2 years or 3 years, but like maybe 10 years. I think Cleveland's gonna be popping. They need to clean up Lake Erie or something, though. That thing is like I feel like you're gonna go septic if you jump in that water. It gets up your poop chute or in your mouth, God forbid. Ugh. Ugh. People that go to Edgewater and go in the water. Ugh, no thanks. No thanks. You're dirty. How to find your purpose in life and a career. God damn, that's deep. Shit. How to find your purpose. That's a loaded ass question. Your purpose in life. I mean, dude, as like corny as this is gonna sound, is like, you have to figure out what you like. Like, I don't think your purpose in life is anything you don't enjoy doing. I think your purpose in life would be finding something that you love, absolutely love, that you are passionate about. And this goes for the career part. And finding a way to make money out of that. Like, if you love animals, get a job working with animals. But like, the other thing is you have to try a lot of shit. Like, you have to really try shit. I saw someone post like, something about like finding the right path. And this kind of goes for this, too, like, with finding your purpose. Is you're going to have to go down a ton of different roads. You're going to have to go down a ton of different roads. And every time you go down a wrong road, learn from that shit. Tweak it. Go down another road. And something, like, dude, there's going to be roads you go down that are like, what the hell am I doing down here? You're going to have to turn around, go back, try a different one. Until you find the right path for you. Finding your purpose, though, is like, it's such a tough question. Because, I mean, the reality of it is... You want me to be honest, like, the reality is nothing that we do is really going to matter in the long run, So more so like than finding your purpose is finding your, everybody wants a purpose. Everybody, I think we crave it a little bit, but like more so is finding happiness and being happy and content with life and doing something that you don't mind doing. But like a purpose, I mean, with minus like a few, like I said in that last, one of the last podcasts was like, we don't really have a fucking purpose. Like if you do everything right, right? If you do everything right, your name is going to live, people are going to know you, your name will live on for what, 30, 40 years, and then the next thing is going to come out. And maybe it'll be built off of the thing that you did, right? Like, I don't know, I might just be thinking too much into this. But, like, I just feel like purpose and happiness, because I don't know if that's really what the question was asking, was like, because how do you find your purpose in life? Jesus Christ. I'm having a hard time with this one. Not even a hard time coming up with something, but just having a hard time, like, even understanding it. Just because who knows what your purpose is, dude? I just feel like we don't really have much of a purpose. We're on a rock, flying through infinity around a ball of fire. That if that ball of fire isn't there, we die. If it's there and we get too much of it, we die. If it's just a little bit less, we get sad. If we get way too much, we get skin cancer. It's like the whole, it's 400 trillion to one. Those are the odds of you even being here. Count your blessings, find what makes you happy, and try to find a way to make money doing that. And if not, put all of your dedicated time to doing that and be around people that love you. And I think that's really what the purpose is. I don't know if I talked about this, but like, what if this is just like a temporary thing before our life? What if when you die, obviously our souls, I just feel like our souls are way too powerful to, when you die, that's it, lights out, boom. What if, like, when you die, that is the real beginning? I don't know, man. What truly is most important in this era of technology and information? Well, I mean, technology is awesome, dude. The whole idea of you guys talk, like listening to this, is you're pulling it out of fucking, out of the sky, and listening to it. As soon as you hit play, you're just fucking. How is that even happening? Like social media and shit. I think it could have been an insane important tool. But, like, the way we use it is just, or most of us use it, is dumb. Now, I follow a couple of photographers on Instagram, and Jesus Christ, do they get some crazy shit. I think his name's, like, Pie Arts or something. Dude, this guy's shots that he takes are insane. There's another, it's like Hug CBD, and they just post like really aesthetically pleasing pictures. Like stuff like, I don't know. I follow a lot of minimalism pages that they post really simple, aesthetically pleasing pictures. But most important, I think just like the amount of knowledge you have in your hand at any given time, and we take it for granted. Like, um I remember in elementary school, our teachers would always be like, you need to learn how to do mental math. If you don't know how to do mental math, you're not going to succeed because you're not always going to have a calculator. Guess what, bitch? We always have a calculator in our pockets. Like, at all times. Like, always. Even if we don't have service, we still got that calculator, bitch. Yeah. But I think it's just the amount of technology, or not technology, knowledge and access to, like, the real brilliant minds in the palm of your hand at all times. Career stigmas. Career stigmas. Actually, maybe I'll end it here, and then I could do career stigmas and a list of the dumbest criminals of 2019. yeah, I'll do that one in the next podcast, along with the NBA. And yeah. So I was listening to an Aubrey Marcus podcast, I believe. And they were talking about this thing that I kind of want to implement it in my own life. Now, I wish I already had it implemented, because this whole moving thing would have been a lot easier. And I know at the beginning of the podcast, it was a little bit hard for me to get through that when I was talking about my mom, just because her and I, man, like peanut butter and jelly, we go together. That's it. Best friend in the whole world. And, you know, it sucks. Like, the fact that I'm going to be leaving her. Like, not leaving her. It's not like I'm fucking dying, so I need to stop being a bitch. But the fact that I am moving so far away from her is rough. It really is. So if I had this rule implemented in my life, it would have just been easier, man. It's the 5-minute rule, okay? Take 5 minutes when something bad or sad or angry happens, any kind of negative emotion, take 5 minutes to feel that emotion. If you need to cry, you cry. If you need to pound something, fucking pound it. You need to scream, throw a temper tantrum, whatever it is, 5 minutes you get. After that, you can't change it, okay? Like, after something happens, that's it. Not much you can do. And, like, I heard this on maybe last Friday or something. No, actually, you know what? I heard it this week. And, No, it was like last Friday. I don't know, man. My work schedule every day just runs together. But I heard this, and then I watched that UFC fight where... No, it was after the UFC fight. Okay, anyway. It was the day after the UFC fight is what it was. So Sunday. So Masvidal obviously rocked Ben Askren. And then I watched a Ben Askren interview. And to sum it up, he basically said that, you know, what can I do? You know, what can you do? I got knocked out, period. He's like, I can't ask for a rematch. I got knocked out in 5 seconds. What am I going to do? And that was like, when I heard about this 5-minute rule, that's kind of what I thought of. Just because it was like, and he handled it like a true professional. And I was talking all that shit about maybe he's overrated, or, which I don't know, man, maybe he is. But like the way he handled that, you know, what am I going to do? He won. He knocked me out in 5 seconds. I can't ask for a rematch. Like, who would want to watch that fight again? That's basically what he said, which is like, yeah, you know, I'm sure that night he went home, he was upset about it, got over it. What can you do? So, like, I'm going to end it here, but I just wanted to leave that with you of, just, I don't know, maybe try to be aware of that, that 5-minute rule in your own life and tell me if you guys notice anything, I guess, of just, you know, something bad happens, that's it. Nothing you can do, right? But I don't know, guys. We're going on a little vacation. Should be good, clear our heads. But other than that, man, I got nothing. I'll try to do a podcast, probably 2 podcasts while on vacation. I think it'll be fun. It'll be good. Good little getaway. Anyway, guys, I'm getting out of here. So, until next time, peace.
See me, they say.